This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I told you yesterday was a dark day for local college football. I believe that. Alabama got out of the series with West Virginia. And so I had been told if that was going to happen, that would open up a spot for the backyard brawl. Well, West Virginia schedules Coastal Carolina on September 5th, 2026, and Southern Miss on September 4th, 2027. So then you're, okay, why? Why did that happen? So I look at the Pitt schedules, there just wasn't any room to do it unless the ACC stays at 8 games and Pitt gets the 4th open week for the non-conference schedule. And Narduzzi said the other day in his press conference that the ACC is probably going to follow the SEC's route and go with 9 conference games. Because it is tough to get out of these non-conference games, and there's a big paycheck that's going to go back. Like, if Pitt wanted to drop Miami of Ohio, I'm guessing they'd have to pay Miami of Ohio to not play that game.
Yeah.
Now, if Pitt would recoup that money and then some if the backyard brawl was scheduled for the 5th, if it was a home game. So, I don't know, man. Like, now you're not going to play until 2029, and I think that sucks ass.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's terrible.
It blows.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely an opening and just couldn't get it done. I understand. There's a lot more logistics to it than us just talking about it, but.
I think fan bases are going to have different takes on these kinds of things. I think that's one of the fun things about rivalries. I think Pitt purposefully, and I don't know this, I think Pitt purposefully, knowing that they play 4 non-conference games as it sits right now, I think Pitt purposefully never scheduled a team in 2026, hoping that they could get West Virginia back on. And I think the same is the case for 2027.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same is the case for 2028. Because they only have 3 non-conference games scheduled for each of those years. And I think the reason why is so that they could keep the backyard brawl going.
Just in case, yes.
Just in case. But now with the ACC shrinking down, if this had happened 2 years ago that Bama had announced it, I guarantee you it's back on the schedule. But because it just happened now and the ACC could be expanding, it's not going to happen. Now, I was also told, don't totally freak out because these things are very fluid now.
They are very fluid.
Very
fluid.
Yes. So I was told, don't like fully 100% rule out it coming back before 2029. But as of today, there's going to be a hiatus and that blows.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just go back to the original deal and negotiations of whenever they first brought it back. Why only bring it back for 4 years, right? Why not make it like a 10-year deal?
Right.
Why just 4 years?
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get that.
You know the game pops. Like, you know, and then just figure out a way to, you know, I mean, just go back and forth for 10 years or even 20.
Right.
Why not?
Schedule it
till 2040.
Yes.
2040. Why not?
So I don't know if it comes back before 2029. As of right now, it ain't. They need to be on the horn right now, and the series will end. So it'll go from 2029 to 2032. Get on the horn right now, both the ADs, and get that thing going from 2032 until the end of time. Yeah. So that this stuff doesn't happen. And I get it. It's an ever-changing world of college football. But you know what should never, ever die is rivalries. It should never die. And I'll be very clear on this. I'm explaining it as I understand it. But if either party here were not willing to do anything to make it happen, like that was feasible, that's crap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the case. I just think it's difficult to make these things happen this quickly. But this game needs to be played every year. Every single year. No exceptions. I don't care if you go 11 conference games in the future.
Wasn't there like even opportunities too, whenever there was a hiatus of the game, for them to match up in a bowl game?
Yeah.
And they still didn't make that happen. Like, why? Like, why wouldn't you? Like, there's been many opportunities, I believe, for Pitt and West Virginia to match up in a bowl game. Why not even just make that happen? Try to figure out a way to make that happen.
I think there was a pinstripe year where it could have happened.
Right.
And look, despite what the executives at Fox may tell you and at ESPN might tell you, there are places in this country, a lot of them, that care about college football outside of the damn Big Ten and SEC. And this is a game that people look forward to every year and blows. Be nice if they were in the same conference.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll happen.
You never know. That'd make sense.
Oh, I'd sign in blood for that right now. Who wouldn't? I would sign in blood for the old Redux of the Big East again. As long as that conference had the champion gets an automatic qualifying into the playoff, sign me up.
Yep.
What's up, Harry?
You talked about the TV people and the ratings and stuff like that. You ever think that they don't want those games to be played because then they might have less ratings because people actually go to the games?
No, because you think about it, like when the series started back up in the Devonshire Pick 6 game, they had College Game Day there. College Game Day is probably going to be in Morgantown this year. So
the only people that go to the games are the people that are fans of the teams, clearly.
Right.
But so the people watching on TV, they want to watch the game, but they're not going to travel from Mississippi. They probably want to watch the game. They're not going to travel from Mississippi to go to the game.
Right. So you get told like, oh, you want to put all these big time games on. But then when this game's on, ESPN needs to be there.
Right.
Make it make sense. Drives me nuts. A dark day. 9-13, the last time we'll see these two teams in all likelihood play until 2029 blows.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.